Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With the threat of more layoffs in the air, almost 1,000 QA testers at ActiBliz have decided to unionize. March 12th, 2024. This is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, European regulators back down Apple, and Nintendo celebrates Mario Day. Over the weekend, 600 quality assurance testers at various Activision Blizzard studios have formed a new union called Activision Quality Assurance United, bringing the total unionized staff at Activision Blizzard to approximately 1,000 employees. The AQAU formed with the help of the Communication Workers of America's new initiative called the Campaign to Organize Digital Employees, or CODE. CODE is a union movement organizing workers at, quote, major multinational tech companies, tiny startups, small indie game studios, AAA game publishers, nonprofits, progressive tech companies, equitable worker co-ops, and more. The CWA, through CODE, has successfully unionized 4,000 employees across these industries, which now includes the 1,000 at Activision Blizzard. Now, I bring up CODE because the CWA has finally launched their resource website, code-cwa.org, which is a great resource if you're looking to unionize your workplace, especially if you're a video game worker. There's also a form to fill out to request a union organizer to help with the process. On top of requesting organizational help, there's also classes being held to help train people on how to become union organizers themselves, giving individuals the tools and knowledge necessary to navigate the challenges of unionization. So I would highly encourage anyone looking to better their workplace to start their search at code-cwa.org. There's also going to be a convenient link in today's show description to help you find it. Following up on Apple blatantly disregarding the new European regulations within the Digital Markets Act. To refresh your memory, last week Apple barred Epic Games from launching their Epic Games Store on iOS devices in Europe and suspended Epic Games' developer account, stating that Epic was, quote, verifiably untrustworthy due to them breaking contractual agreements 4 years ago. However, following the European Commission's inquiry into the situation, Apple has seemingly been put in their place. Antitrust regulators asked Apple for further explanations as to why they removed Epic's developer account. While this discussion between regulators and Apple hasn't been made publicly available, the results of this discussion have forced Apple to reverse course on their previous actions. As of now, Epic Games will be launching both the Epic Games Store and Fortnite on iOS devices, and Epic's iOS developer developer account has also been restored. Overall, this is a huge win for European regulators on upholding these new DMA regulations. However, I'm a little disappointed that we didn't see Apple take a major hit financially for trying to circumvent the rule of law in such a blatant fashion. Hopefully, the next time Apple f***s around, they find a $1 billion fine. Sunday, March 10th, Nintendo celebrated Mario Day with a short 3-minute announcement video. Mario's creator, Shigeru Miyamoto, announced a potential sequel to 2023's Super Mario Bros. Movie, confirming that Universal Pictures and Illumination are currently working on a new movie set in the Mario universe. Nintendo has confirmed that the Super Mario Bros. Movie directors Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelnick are spearheading this new project once again, with Matthew Fogel writing the script. CEO of Illumination, Chris Mellandry, will be co-producing along with Shigeru Miyamoto. This new Super Mario Bros. Movie will also be co-financed by Universal Pictures and Nintendo. Not much else is known about this new movie, though Universal Pictures and Nintendo have set a date of April 3rd, 2026 as their worldwide release date. On top of the movie announcement, Nintendo quickly announced the release dates of a couple of Mario and Luigi remasters for the Nintendo Switch. Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door, which is slated for May 23rd, 2024, and Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, coming a month later on June 27th, 2024. Nintendo is also adding 3 Mario Game Boy games to the Nintendo Switch online service. Actually, today is when these went up. The 3 games are Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis. Damn, that's pretty underwhelming. Overall, Nintendo really didn't have much to show off for this Mario Day. And knowing Nintendo's track record, those remasters will probably be full $60 ports of 20-year-old games with little to no added value. Well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.